HealingPowerHour.com.
Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Everyone, this is Dr. Akila L, but you can call me Dr. Akila, and I'm giving you greetings of peace, love, health, and prosperity. Isn't today a wonderful day? I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a great today, and I had even a wonderful yesterday. Probably even have a better tomorrow, and I wish that upon you as well, because the things I wish upon you, I'm just wishing upon myself. So I'm going to always wish you all the great things to happen to you so they can happen to myself. See, that's some science there. Practice it. You'll get a hang of it. You'll find out the things that you wish upon each other and other people, even people you don't really care too much for, it comes back on you tenfold. And that goes for the negativity as well as the positiveness. So just wish upon people, regardless if they're friend or foe, you know, just wish upon them good things. Wish upon them peace in their life, prosperity in their bank accounts, health in their body, and love in their heart. Well, this is a continuation from the last broadcast we did of Weight Loss Simplified from the first time I was broadcasting, so on the telecommunication. And this is that was a very interesting broadcast. I mean, I was trying to do so many things at one time. It's totally different than real radio. But I'll get the hang of it. I'm a perfectionist, so the more that I keep working with this, the more that I'll get the hang of it. So I'm all good with that. So let's go over briefly, because today is going to be an hour. I know last time was just, basically 45 minutes, I think I just did it. But this time we're going to just do it for an entire hour. So let's go over the things that I did or talked about for that entire hour. I mean, that last segment. This is Weight Loss Simplified. So we're going to start off with, I think the first thing I said, not I think, I know I said it, be realistic with your weight goals. As a matter of fact, set a weight loss goal. So that's what I wanted everybody to do, is set a weight loss goal. And know your body weight and know the type of calorie intake you need to take in order to find out how to meet those goals. So let's say, for instance, you wanted to lose 10 pounds a month, and you have a goal of losing that in 3 months. So you want to lose 30 pounds in 3 months. Well, and usually you have to get with a personal trainer or someone who is maybe even a nutritionist. I'm not sure if they know how to do it, but all of your personal trainers, if they're worth their salt, will know how to calculate your basal metabolic rate. I have messed that word totally up. It's early in the morning, so excuse me. Your BMR, and to find out how many calories you need to take in a day. So basically, if you weigh a certain weight, then you do a certain amount of exercises based upon 30 minutes or an hour, whether you can do weightlifting, cardio, or both, will determine how much calories you take in. Because some activities require more calories than others. And we're not talking about junk calories, what I call empty calories. We're talking about calories that are nutritionally sound, calories that are good for your body, that will be used and not stored in your body as waste or fat. So it's good to find out what your daily caloric intake should be. So that's the thing. So basically, if you find out how many calories you need to have a day, that's great. And usually you can find that out through your personal trainer or your health fitness coach, somebody like that. And if you just want to do by default, whether you don't want to approach one or hire one, then basically be realistic. There's lots of free programs on the internet. So I would just say, how much weight should I lose based upon, you know, do some Google question like, how much weight should I lose? And they'll come up with several BMR calculations where you can calculate how many calories you need to take in a day. Now, once you find out how many calories you need to take in a day, you need to get your eating down. And what I was advocating last time was the fruits and vegetables. There's no way to get around this. The reason why supplement companies is a million-dollar industry is because people refuse to get their nutrients from foods. And let me tell you something about multivitamins. I am not for multivitamins unless you just eat crap, unless 90% of your diet is nutritionally dead. And that's usually the case. So if you have no nutritional value, if you like 10% of your food has nutritional value, then of course you should do a multivitamin because you're not getting anything anyway. And therefore, the little amounts of minerals and vitamins they have in that pill is better than nothing because you're hardly getting anything to sustain your life. People who do eat normal, you don't even have to be a vegetarian. I just want to make that clear. Yes, I am a vegetarian, but I do not advocate this lifestyle for everyone. I'm not a vegetarian for animal rights. A lot of people think that. You should see the email I get. These guys like, yeah, I'm going to go in the woods and I'm going to shoot me a rabbit. What do you think about that? I'm like, I don't care what you do. You know what I'm saying? You know, is that supposed to hurt my feelings? No, I mean, you shoot a rabbit, hey, I got a leather collection that will make any cowboy in Texas jealous. So I'm not a vegetarian. People think that just because you're a vegetarian, they automatically think you're a PETA member. And I'm not a PETA member. I'm actually a person who will wear animal, but I just don't eat pork, beef, chicken. You know, I just don't eat that flesh. I don't eat flesh, and that's for health reasons. So when someone is a vegetarian for health reasons, they don't care about you going in the woods shooting up bears. I mean, I'm all for animal rights, but I'm not anal about it. I don't go obsessed with it and everything like that. So, you know, I am vegetarian for my health reasons. And when it comes to other people, if they do not want to be a vegetarian, because it's not, let's just look at it this way. Vegetarian is not a cheap lifestyle, and vegetarianism is a discipline. Because I know you all seen some overweight vegetarians out there, and you're probably confused and wondering, well, this person is 125 pounds overweight. How are they a vegetarian? Well, it's simple. Snickers, cookies, donuts, French fries, fried veggie burgers, potato chips, pretzels, honey glazed peanuts, and chocolate. Those things are not meat. So we have your healthy vegetarians and then your junk food vegetarians. And these are people who eat all the junk food, your processed food sits in the box. And even though it says vegetarian, does not necessarily mean it's healthy. You know, my vegetarian diet, it consists of basically 60% raw fruits and vegetables. The rest of it is mildly steamed and cooked, and we're dealing with soy. And I am a ovo vegetarian, so I eat eggs. So that's where my other 40% comes from. But I eat healthy, and I get my nutrients from fruits and vegetables, and so should you. Everyone should eat fruit in the morning. Everyone. And I don't care if you're a diabetic. The fructose in raw fruit does not affect the pancreas and does not elevate blood sugar the way cooked fruit or the way sugar affects the body. I'm not an advocate for artificial sweeteners because they have cancer-causing agents. And for someone who has cured herself naturally of cancer, I can tell you prior to being diagnosed with stage 3 cervical cancer, my daily intake, and when I say daily, I mean that daily intake of breakfast was a Snickers bar and a Diet Pepsi. Now, even though I was down here in the South going to school, I came from Washington, D.C., you know. That's my hometown, born and raised. We are Pepsi lovers up there. In New York, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, that's a Pepsi town. I didn't know anything about Coke till I came down here. This is the South, the Coke-owned South. So I had to go 3 buildings down just to get my Diet Pepsi, which was full of all types of artificial sweeteners. And I had developed a certain type of taste for it. It was very addicting. As a matter of fact, if I didn't have my daily Diet Pepsi, I just would get into a bad mood. And then, I got cancer. Now, am I saying that Diet Pepsi caused me cancer? No, I'm not saying that. However, I definitely believe with all my heart and soul that it contributed to it. And it broke down my immune system along with the other crap that I was eating to allow certain cancer cells to migrate and form and develop and spread. So I am totally against any type of artificial sweetener. If you're a diabetic, your favorite sweetener should be stevia. Stevia is your best friend. Not only is it zero in calories, but it does not spike. You can sweeten your drinks with it, and it will not spike up your blood sugar. And it's very, very good for you. They have some good powdered stevia. I even have some here. As a matter of fact, the next time I come on the air, I'm going to tell you the company because this is the best tasting stevia I have ever had in my teas, my iced teas, as well as my hot tea. So stevia is good. So getting back to your food, so I recommend doing fruit, raw fruit, which should be done on an empty stomach, so when you wake up, your stomach should be empty. And if you don't want to go ahead and grab fruit and you want something that's going to be quick on the go, then why not get make a fruit smoothie? Fruit smoothies are great, and you're talking about a powerful nutritional punch to your system. This is full of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, and you can have like eight items of fruit in one glass, in one 12-ounce glass. It fills you up, it cleanses you out, and it definitely is great for the colon and the urinary tract as well as the blood system. So if you don't do fruit, do fruit smoothie. Okay, now the third thing I recommended was water. It is important that you drink your water. You can't lose weight if you don't drink water. You hate water, you're going to have problems sustaining your weight, maintaining your weight, and losing weight, especially at the level and rate that you want to lose it. So, and in the last time I broadcast, I stated that the best way to find out how much water you need to drink, you need to take your weight and divide it by 2. The answer you get is the is the answer in ounces of how much you need to drink a day. So if you were drinking, if you weigh 160 pounds, divided by 2, the answer would be 80, and that is in ounces. So you, so a person who weighs 160 pounds will drink 80 ounces of water. If you're very active, like myself, if you do cardio or you do anything that requires you to sweat, for every 30 minutes, so I'm going to make this a little easier, every hour you sweat, you drink 16 ounces. If you drink 30 minutes, then, I mean, if you drink 30 minutes, if you sweat for 30 minutes, then you drink 8 ounces. So that's what you do, okay? All right, and then I went on to the next thing, which was your solid foods and not eating solid foods after 8 p.m., and that's very important because the metabolism is running low, so is your digestive system is running low, so therefore eating meals of any kind that requires the body to digest it is going to either turn into waste or turn into fat. So it's not doing you any good eating proper meals, a big, big meal, or any kind of meal when the sun is down. Now, 8 o'clock is just sometimes, it just depends on where you live, and it depends on whether the sun is up or not. So, you know, just the thing about it is that, okay, I got some stuff going on my computer here. But it just depends on what's happening with you, okay? Now, and then the next thing where we left off was the do not skip meals part, okay? And that's what I wanted to tell everyone is to not skip your meals. Do not skip your meals because it's not in your best interest to skip your meals. If you think skipping your meals is going to help you with losing weight, that's not true. It's not going to help you at all. Is what it's going to do, it's going to cause you to be more hungry, have more hunger at night. And if you skip your meals, if you skip breakfast and you don't really do that much for lunch, then you're going to do an overload during dinner and as well as late night snacks. So remember, if you are skipping meals and you know that your metabolism and your digestive system are running low, late at night, then why skip meals that's going to cause you to be extremely hungry during that time? It doesn't serve you any purpose. So you need to eat your meals. One thing I love about, I used to do the one meal a day thing too, and the snacking, what I found was a problem for me. And I did do my snacking at night. And understanding that your metabolism is at its highest between 10:30 and 3 o'clock, so-called lunchtime. And that's the time to eat your biggest meal. And I used to do the one meal a day. And now that I'm into natural bodybuilding, I eat 6 meals a day every 3 hours. And do you know, it's a really great secret that, I can't say it's a secret, but I have to say that it's something that I've heard before but never really taken seriously. And I really, really, really enjoy not being able to be hungry, extremely hungry late at night. So this is awesome for me. So I do every 3 hours I eat a small meal, not a big meal. But you want to keep feeding the system. That really revs up your metabolism, and it's true, it does. I mean, losing weight is simple, and now maintaining it, I don't have anything to lose, but now it's just maintaining this same weight is just awesome, and that is eating so many frequent small meals every 3 hours. But I know that everybody can't do that and understand that, so therefore you should at least do your breakfast, then do your lunch. Do a snack. You can do a minor snack between breakfast and lunch and dinner and also after dinner. Your snack between breakfast and lunch could be something relative to granola, not the sugar granola. There's a lot of people who are, a lot of companies who are pushing granola bars, and they're saying that these are the best things for you, and they're not. Granola bars are not good, so if it's high in sugar. So look at your sugar content, and if just get regular granola, or you can make your own trail mix. My favorite is sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds with some dates in it. It is so delicious. I love that. Your snack after lunch, between lunch and dinner, could be rice cakes. I almost forgot the name of that. You can get rice cakes. You can eat on walnuts, almonds. Almonds are very nutritious for you, high in good fat, which gets rid of the bad fat. Walnuts, hazelnuts, any kind of your nuts and your seeds. Or you can do fruit if your stomach is empty. So those are the things you can snack on. My favorite snack between, when I was doing three meals a day, my favorite snack between lunch and dinner was those baby carrots. They sell them in about a pound in a bag, and it's little baby carrots, and I just love that crunchiness. It was better than chips, because that's the reason why people like chips. They like to just put their hand in the bag and just, they love that crunchiness. And me, the baby carrots were giving me the same crunchiness, and they were very delicious. And so that satisfied my craving during that time. And, of course, after dinner, if you're still hungry or you want a snack, you can always do fruit or do another fruit smoothie, you know, or make protein ice cream, which is made out of natural protein powder. It's delicious. I know it doesn't sound delicious, but if you have an ice cream maker, someone made this for me, actually, and it was delicious. I thought, like, what is this? But all it was regular protein powder that was made from eggs. So it was an egg protein powder. It was a choice of chocolate or vanilla. And all they did was add water to it. And then they add the ice, and it was an ice cream maker. And it was just divine. And I had a big bowl, and it was only like the protein content was 25, and the calories was only 110. Who can eat a big bowl of ice cream, regular ice cream from cow's milk, and say that it only had 110 calories? No one. No one. There's no such ice cream out there. But if you make it from egg protein, you can definitely get that. Okay, so we're going to go to our next part, which is prepare your meals ahead of time. This is for people who are on the go. You know, a lot of times people go to work and they don't have anything to eat so during lunchtime with them at work, so they go to the fast food restaurants or they go to the corner stores or something just to pick up some, you know, fast food, which is not nutritionally sound. You can solve that by just preparing your food ahead of time. Just prepare your food the day before you leave. Get Tupperware and just put your food in there. You can just really, and just make yourself a nice little cooler bag and just put your nutritional lunch there. It's very good for you, and it will save you money. So if you just stop going to fast food restaurants to save your money by bringing your food, you know, you can pre-pack all sorts of food like hormone-free baked chicken, salmon, soup. Soup is it's so easy to make, and it's very healthy, but it's, you know, it's also easy to pack and also to prepare. You can make a big batch of soup that can last you the rest of the week to take home to work. So that's something you can consider, and it's not high in calories, and it's good for you. You can also make healthy sandwiches with flat bread only, and but if you don't use flat bread, use healthy bread like spelt, 100% stone ground wheat bread, or Ezekiel bread, okay? The next health tip is to watch your portion size. Have you ever been to a restaurant, and you know who's famous for this? Mexican restaurants and certain Italian restaurants, where you order a entree, and they bring this big plate of food. Now, if you had a mama like I had a mama who instilled in your head while you were growing up that there's children in Ethiopia starving, and I better eat all of the food on my plate because, one, she don't make any money for me to waste on food, and, two, I need to be thankful that I'm able to have food when there are starving children in Ethiopia. So, you know, I had to come to a terms that, hey, not eating everything on my plate is not a bad thing. And so, therefore, I started to solve this problem by not wasting the food or having them throw away, but getting a doggy bag. I just would eat a small portion. Let's say, for instance, hypothetically, I will go to an Italian restaurant and they will make an eggplant with tomato sauce. And they would put all this pasta on it with so much eggplant and everything like that. And I know if I eat all of it, I'm going to be so stuffed. So what I would do is just eat half of it or one-third of it and then tell them to put the rest in the doggy bag. You don't have to eat everything in one sitting. So watch your portion size when you go out to restaurants. But if you're at home, also watch your portion size. I say for someone who is seriously interested in losing a lot of weight, get a scale, a food scale, so you can weigh your food to understand how much weight you are going to, how much weight of the food you're going to consume, and equal that in calories. And that's a good way of maintaining and also losing your weight. So watch your portion size. Here's another fun one, another fun tip is don't be overly restrictive. Everyone has his or her favorite treats. Simply allow yourself a little indulgence, but watch out for the frequency and the quantity. See, here's the thing. This is what I tell all my clients. You do good Monday through Friday. Saturday, you're having a little struggle. So then you call me up and I say, okay, you want some cake. Well, okay, go to a bakery and just order one slice of cake. And then go home and eat that slice of cake. And enjoy it. It's not going to hurt you. Monday through Saturday, you were doing fine. Go ahead and eat that cake, slice of cake. It could be a big slice, but it can only be one slice of cake. They eat the cake, they satisfy their cravings, they move on, they get back onto their regular diet. What happens is that same scenario, someone is hungry, they do well, eating well Monday through Friday, Saturday, the monkey's on their back and they have to have some kind of sweet dessert. They have to have some type of calorie-filled sinfulness. So instead of them buying a slice of cake from the bakery or from the store, they go and they see half of the cake and they say, oh, well, you know what, if I buy this half of cake and just eat that one slice today and then eat another slice on Thursday and then save the rest for when I, you know, for my family, then I'll be okay. No. It is proven that when you bring forbidden foods into your house and you get that uncontrollable craving, you will eat the food. So if you have, most people, including myself, do not have the self-control to just take bits and pieces of forbidden food that's in the house. If you have half of that cake in the house and your intention is to only eat one slice, you're going to eat one slice, realize it was good. 3 hours later, you're going to reflect on how good it was. You're going to get up, go back into the kitchen, and get yourself another slice. And this time it's going to be bigger. You're going to feel guilty about it. So you're like, oh, man, I can't believe I did that. But you know what? I'm going to get one more slice, and then I'm going to do extra hour on the treadmill and then work it all off. And then you go ahead and get that third slice. Next thing you know, that cake is gone by Tuesday. And that extra workout that you think you was going to do on the treadmill, it didn't happen. And then next thing you know, you're going down the fall. It's going to the relapse. That's how people relapse. If you don't have self-control, which most people don't, including Dr. Akila, because if I want to treat myself to some cookies, I'm just going to buy a couple of cookies. I'm not going to go buy the whole bag because it will be gone within an hour. Yes, I am human. I may know how to keep myself in shape, but I have my cravings just like anybody else, so I would not bring anything into the house that I know I'm going to binge on. So if I have a craving for some candy, I'm not going to buy a big bag of it so I can munch on it all day long. I'm just going to buy enough to feed that craving. So that's that. Not a big box of candy that I'm going to eat all of, just a handful. Or just one package of it, and then be done with that. So don't deny yourself cravings of your sweet tooth. Just do it, and then, you know, move on. But don't bring all of it at home. Don't bring half a cake or the whole cake home. Don't bring a whole box of cookies or a whole bag of cookies with the intentions of just eating 5 cookies a day. It's not going to happen. You're really fooling yourself. So, you know, don't do it. Let me get my notes here. We're almost done. We still have lots of time, so don't worry. But I'm going to be able to finish this segment. Yay! So I'm going to have a couple words, and then we'll be right back.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L. To listen to other archived radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.
All right, and we are back. So we left off about not being overly restrictive, and that's something I do agree with. So don't bring the sweets home if you cannot have self-control. And odds is, if Dr. Keeler can't have self-control when it comes to sweets in the house, I don't think you can either. And I'm a very disciplined person when it comes to food. The next thing on the list is to understand the food claims and read the labels of your food. You know, I had an ex-boyfriend of mine go with me grocery shopping. And when we finished, he looked over at me when we were in the car, and he said, "I will never go grocery shopping with you ever again." And I was like, why? What was the problem? What, you know, why? What did I do? I didn't do anything crazy. He said, everything you picked up, you turned it around on the back and you kept reading all the labels. You read the ingredients. You was reading the nutritional facts, the supplemental facts. You was reading everything about how many carbs was in it. You was comparing one jar of peanut butter to another jar of peanut butter. You was looking at the sugar content. You was trying to see how much yeast is in this bread versus the other bread. You know, I can't believe you were reading everything that you, before you put in your basket. Yeah! Now, You all may find that crazy, and so did he. And of course, you know, I told him I have no problem. I'm a big girl. I can go to the grocery store by myself. I've been doing it for so many years, you know, but he wanted to do the couple thing at the time. And he wanted to do it at the grocery store. And when I go to the grocery store, I am focused on quality food. I am not just going up and looking at the price tag and say, oh, this is cheap, let me go ahead and get it. No. And unfortunately, quality foods do cost more, and they don't have to, but hey, that's just the way it is until we as the people, and when I say people, we as Americans, challenge that, because there's no need for quality food to be marked up higher than cheap food, or shall I say crappy food, okay? Let's look at nuts, for example. Why is it that almonds are 3 times more than peanuts when you have to dig peanuts out of the ground, but you just have to shake a tree for the almonds to fall? It doesn't cost more. Actually, it costs more to cultivate and to dig up peanuts than it does almonds, but because almonds are more nutritious, because almonds is a more quality type food, it's going to cost more. So, unfortunately, you know, if you're low on funds, you have to do what you have to do. But organic food, quality food, top-notch food, you have to have some type of finances for it. And what I would say is you would definitely have to budget your life. How important is it to you? Is it important more than, you know, getting some name brand clothes that's going to go out of style in a year and you're not going to wear it anymore? We have to put our priority in certain places and understand that they are there for a reason, the priorities, and put the quality of health as number one, not our style. So let me get off my soapbox and get back to what I was talking about. So anyway, yes, I do read the ingredients. I look at what the first 3 and 4 ingredients listed. If I see a word I can't pronounce, I put that stuff up right back on the shelf. If I see that the sugar content is very high, in addition to the carbs, I'm going to put that back. I'm also looking to see if it has monounsaturated fats. I'm looking for trans fats. I'm looking for saturated fats. And we're going to go into the knowledge of different fats. I'm going to teach you that, the difference of your fats and things like that. So we're going to go over that probably in another show. So read the labels. Read them. You know, see what's in your food. And don't let it just take you by surprise. So, yeah, I do read the labels, and I think you should too, so you can have a better understanding of the type of foods that you're putting inside your body. The next tip is sugary drinks. Oh, here's my favorite. Don't you know that old cliche when someone goes to McDonald's and they say, yeah, I like to have a Big Mac with extra cheese, a supersized fry, apple pie, and a Diet Coke. I talk to so many people who prefer to cut their calories in their drinks than in their food. You all want to drink Crystal Light, but you got a plate full of Haagen-Dazs ice cream, or you didn't realize that having that Alfredo sauce was an extra 300 calories you didn't need. You know? I mean, give me a break here. Sugary drinks are high in sugar, and diet drinks also contain sugar, and they may be so-called zero in calories, but look at the trade-off. You're getting that artificial sugar, or you're getting the, or here's the favorite ones, are the caffeine drinks that they got going on right now. Juices, please be careful when you give your child juices. I know you see today, you'll see a certain type of, let's look at Juicy Juice, perfect example. Juicy Juice has this great way of marketing their juice. They have it in all kinds of beautiful, bright flavors and colors. And then they have pictures of all of your fruit, your apples, your pears, your bananas, pineapples. And then if you really look at it, they got the words 10% fruit juice in small print. Now, if it's 10% fruit juice, then what's the 9% of it? Okay? You gotta really read the labels, and I think I read the labels of Juicy Juice, and I said, jeez. I said, if I ever see anybody give their child this, I would just have to point this out to them. So watch out for your fruit, quote-unquote, fruit juices. They're really not real fruit. It's just filled with fructose. And a fructose in sugary juices or juices are not the same fruit in raw food. Don't get them confused, okay? The sugar in fruit is not going to spike up your sugar level. It's not even going to it's not even going to harm your metabolism. But the sugar in these juices, quote-unquote juices, will. And also find out if it's concentrated or unconcentrated. There is no need for us to drink concentrated fruit juices. Now, there is this one particular cranberry, not cranberry by Ocean Spray, because that stuff is garbage. But I'm talking about 100% cranberry juice. Is a little concentrated, but it's concentrated with the intention of you diluting it with water. Other fruit juices are concentrated with the intention of you drinking it as is, not diluting it with water. When I'm on the plane going to Germany, or if I'm going to Austria or Italy or the UK, I ask, of course, for bottled water. But if I'm really in the mood, which is rare, because I'm the kind of person to bring my own juices with me, well, no, now that they have the liquid van, I have to buy it over on the plane. But if I want some kind of juice, I will get their orange juice, which is going to be concentrated, but I'm also going to dilute it with water. So I'm going to have, like, half of it is that concentrated orange juice. The other half is going to be water. So I'm going to have it like that. And, yeah, I'll keep it that way for a while and basically drink my juices that are concentrated, but I rarely do that. But I'm giving an example, but I will always have water with it, okay? Now, if you look on the contents, remember your juices, how much of it is really real juice, okay? Then let's look at the caffeinated drinks that they have out there now, Red Bull, Monster, Crunk, all these drinks out there that have so much caffeine. And let's not forget the iced coffees, the frappuccinos. These drinks are delicious. Yes, they are. But they're so high in caffeine and in calories. And for women who are predisposed to fibroid tumors or any type of dysfunctions or dis-ease with their uterus, really need to stay away from caffeine. It's okay if you have a hormone imbalance and you find yourself going towards the chocolate every blue moon when it's that time. But when you find yourself consuming caffeine on a daily basis, you are causing more harm than good to your system. I know caffeine keeps you up, but it's not worth it for the dysfunctions it causes in your uterus, in your breast, in your lymphatic node, in your lymph nodes, your lymphatic system, your ovaries, your fallopian tubes, your cervix, and your vagina canal. It's not worth it. And if you want to know more about the harmful effects of caffeine on the female body, stay tuned for a fibroid seminar or a fibroid broadcast that I'll give in the future, which will give a clear and concise, detailed explanation about caffeine and how harmful it is to women if they consume it on a daily basis. So watch out for that. Watch out for your sugary drinks. Juices, you know, just because it's a juice is not necessarily good. Don't deal with diet sodas. Don't deal with something that's a light, like Crystal Light, or some other thing that's light. If it has L-I-G-H-T, more likely it's going to have the artificial cancer-causing sugar. And also, watch out for things that says sugar-free. They have this thing called sugar-free syrup. No, 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 no. I would not touch anything that is sweetened with NutraSweet or Sweet and Low or any type of artificial sweetener just for the fact of it is sugar-free. Who wants sugar-free syrup anyway? Yeah, I mean, ew. But that's another story. If I'm going to have my pancakes, trust me, it's going to be full of honey or maybe grade B maple syrup that has sugar in it. But I sure wouldn't want that to be sugar-free on my pancakes. Let's just be real here, okay? If you don't want to use if you want to use sugar-free syrup because of the sugar content, then just use some preserves. But that's an insult. Sugar-free syrup, why? Anywho, okay, and here we go with the next tip is a food journal. Everyone should keep a food journal. Keeping a food journal helps you pinpoint your eating patterns and will enable you to easily modify it. If possible, have your personal trainer or your nutritionist or your naturopathic doctor like myself review your food journal and alter it according to your health goals or your fitness goals, because sometimes you may think you're doing a very, very good job, and if I look at your food journal and I notice, no, you can't have this, you can't eat that food with this food, you shouldn't be eating this at this time of night, and well, why are you eating that much, and how much is so? You know, I'm not saying I'm not going to be hardcore in your diet, but depending upon your goal, you know, you could be on the right track, and you could be on the wrong track. But wouldn't it be great to know the difference? So keep a food journal, and keeping a food journal will keep you accountable for the things you put in your body. So you are basically realizing how much food you're eating and how frequently you're eating. People who come to me all the time say, I don't eat that much. And if they were to have a spy cam focused on them every day, they would see that they eat way more than they think they do. Sometimes we have this thing called food amnesia, where we forget the foods that we put in our bodies, or we forget the food that we consume because it's so routine for us. It's so embedded into our psyche that it's just second nature to eat that. And when we are asked if we could recall what we ate, we don't remember that because it's just something we do on a daily basis, and therefore it's not in our memory bank because it's second nature to do something. There's some things you do by second nature and you don't realize you're doing it until somebody brings it to your attention. The same thing with foods. And the food journal will do that. You keep your food journal around you all day, every day. If you even stick one piece of candy in your mouth, you need to write down the time, the type of candy, and the quantity. And it doesn't matter for any and everything. If you have your meal, you need to describe exactly what type of meal it was, what consists your meal. If you had a drink with that, you need to tell what size was the drink and what kind of drink. Keeping a food journal is the best way of keeping track of what you're eating and how often you're eating. So get a food journal. All you have to do is go to a dollar store and get one of those little small little booklets. And it don't have to be big. Don't go get a big notebook. Get one of those small booklets and basically label your that little small booklet, the little small notebook. It's supposed to be like a hand size, pocket size, and label it food journal. Write the date, the time, and the food item. okay? How much, like if you had 8 ounces of water, you need to also put down that. If you had 12 ounces of Kool-Aid, you need to put that down, all right? If you had made a smoothie, list the fruits that you put in the smoothie, list the juices that you put in the smoothie, and if you put any type of supplements like flaxseed or bee pollen, you need to put that down on the food journal too, and how many ounces of that did you drink? These are very important so you can keep track of it, and then you can come to a personal trainer, or you can come to your naturopathic doctor or holistic or physician or whoever. Well, don't go to no physician. I'm sorry. They don't know anything. Medical doctors don't know anything about nutrition. They, out of all the schooling that they go to, they only take 4 hours of nutrition. Please. Your little child is in elementary school know more about nutrition than your average doctor. So I would go to someone who understands food better than a medical practitioner. So that's my opinion. All right, last but not least, exercise. Did you all think I was going to give you weight loss tips simplified without mentioning the word exercise? Hey, got to break it down to you. I don't care how much you restrict your calorie intake. I don't care how much fruits and vegetables you eat. You are going to find that you will have a better chance and a faster progress by including exercises into your regimen. Frankly, I think the minimum amount, which will suffice for the body, is not a big deal. I mean, for you to really sustain life and to really get the benefits for weight loss as well as for being healthy, all you need to do is do a minimum of 30, no more than 60 minutes of physical activity, no more than 4 times a week. You can even get away with 2 times a week sometimes, depending on your eating, though. But it's just recommended that you do at least 3. That is a cakewalk. That is a cakewalk for somebody like myself who goes Monday through Saturday. I work out 6 days a week, and I am there for 3 hours. 2 hours of that is weightlifting. And 1 hour is cardio. Now, that's a lot. And to me, it's just part of my life. When you do something for 21 to 30 days, it is a habit, and it's one that's going to be hard to break. I've been doing this for going on 3 years. You think it's a habit now? Yeah. And it's a necessity. I revolve my clients around my workout. I revolve my social life around my workout. I revolve everything around my workout because my exercise regimen is on the top priority list. I can't say it's number one, but it's up there. So it is important that you include exercising and include some weights too. Ladies, don't be scared to use weights. Trust me, you're not going to look like men. I don't look like a man. Look at my muscles. My muscles look very feminine. I'm not huge because I don't take any drugs. And when I say drugs, I mean steroids. You don't take any growth hormones. You don't take any steroids. You don't have to worry about looking like a guy. But if, you know, I lift very heavy and I lift very frequently, and I still have my femininity. So you don't even have to lift as heavy and as hard as I do. You just can do light to moderate. But guess what? Muscle burns fat. Muscle burns fat. Let me say it again. Muscles burn fat. And I am here to tell you that it's true. I am burning fat as I sit here right now due to the muscles I have developed. So get out there and do some weights. Get out there and just do, you know, if you only have 30 minutes to spare, don't spend the whole 30 minutes on cardio. Spend 15 minutes on weightlifting and then another 15 minutes on cardio and then call it a day. And you could do your last 15 minutes will have to be a high intensity cardio depending upon your body. Now take that last suggestion as a grain of salt, because if you have certain type of injuries or certain type of health deficiencies, difficulties, you need to consult with your personal trainer or some type of holistic practitioner in reference to that. So definitely do your exercises. All right, I have finished. Yay! That concludes this episode of Weight Loss Simplified. I'm so happy we had this opportunity to do this, and I'm glad I was able to get through it with no problem. If you have any questions, if you would like to contact me about any topics that you would like me to discuss, please feel free to give me a call at 770-603-0141, or you can email me at drakila@yahoo.com. You can also get that email address from our website at healingpowerhour.com. I don't know what the segment will be or the episode will be next time, but I'm sure it will be something very educational, so just stay tuned for that. Meantime, I'm going to end this recording or this broadcast with a wonderful song that was that came from the Chocolate Soul CD. Big ups to Will G, who's running that. And I want you all to have a great day. This song is called Magic. I love it. It's very nice. So you all have a great day, and I wish upon you peace, love, prosperity, and health. You have a good one. Take care. Bye. Thank you.